This episode of the Memory Palace is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit Progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Support for the Memory Palace comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/memory. That's odoo.com/memory.
This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DiMeo. Before it was all said and done, before the arguments, first in a San Francisco courtroom in 1895, in which the case was heard of Wong Kim Ark, a man in his late teens employed as a cook in that city, who was born in that city, to parents who had come to America from China like so many others had during the construction of the Transcontinental Railroad. When his parents moved back home some years later, there was a recession in the United States and people had started blaming people like them for taking jobs, changing the culture, the usual, and the federal government passed the Chinese Exclusion Act in 1882, stopping all immigration from that country, and it became too much for his parents. But Wong Kim Ark stayed in America, in his native country. But when he went to China to visit his family in 1895, even though he had done so at least once before and returned without incident, even though on this trip, the 1895 trip, he carried extensive documents, notarized in San Francisco prior to his departure, that proved he was a native-born American. He was refused readmittance. He didn't know why. He didn't know that the government was looking for someone just like him, an American-born child of Chinese immigrants, so that they could detain him and hopefully affirm once and for all that people like him were not citizens. And so he was taken to court. Before the appeal was heard in the United States Supreme Court in March of 1897, and before it ruled that a child born in the United States of parents of Chinese descent who at the time of his birth are subjects of the Emperor of China, but have a permanent domicile and residence in the United States, and are there carrying on business and are not employed in any diplomatic or official capacity under the Emperor of China, that child, and by extension any child born in America, would be a citizen. Would be an American. Before the plaintiff learned of his victory and was allowed back into the United States to live out his life as a citizen, before he begins to disappear from the historical record, leaving just enough clues to suggest this, that he found that his case, that the ruling that created birthright citizenship in America, didn't change the fundamentals of America. There was still discrimination. There was still violence against people like him. And Wong Kim Ark immigrated to China and never came back home. Before all of that, Wong Kim Ark spent month after month after month on a ship in San Francisco Bay, in sight of the Golden Gate, not the bridge. It wasn't built yet. It would be decades before the pilings began to rise out of the gray waters, and the platforms stretch out from the hillsides in the San Francisco Peninsula and Marin, the strait where the bay meets the Pacific, where traders and miners and immigrants like his parents passed through. Wong Kim Ark stayed on a boat for the duration of his case, having little idea how long they would take, when he would be allowed off and where, as the sea swelled and sank and swelled and sank, sometimes rocking him to sleep, sometimes tearing him from it, the ship moaning, the wind howling, sometimes not at all. The water calm enough to hear music from shore, laughter from boats coming or going, free to come and go. And he would look out onto the land, the hills green and brown, wondering whether he would walk those hills again, wondering when and wondering whether this would all pass, wondering whether he would get to go back to his own country, and whether it would be the same country when he got there.
Thank you.
This episode of The Memory Palace is written and produced by me, Nate DeMeo, with engineering assistance from Elizabeth Aubert. You get research assistance from Eliza McGraw. The show is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We are a collective of independently produced shows. And here on March 18th, 2020, as I record this episode, during surely the strangest March of my lifetime, I'm very glad to be banded together with my fellow Radiotopians. If you find yourself listening to The Memory Palace during your social isolating, I hope it gives you a little bit of comfort or distraction or connection. And if it does, do me the favor of doing someone else the favor of introducing them to The Memory Palace. Now I get the pleasure to introducing you to one of my very favorite things, Ian Chillog's delightful, warm, and wise, and very funny show, Everything is Alive, in which he, a person, interviews inanimate objects. If you are ready to meet Tammy, who is a Sharpie, and Ed, who is her pen cap, then you're going to want to hear the show. Go to Radiotopia.fm to learn more about it and all the Radiotopia shows. Meanwhile, you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at The Memory Palace. You can drop me a line at nate@thememorypalace.org. I always read them, and I'm finding in these changed times, I'm finding more time to respond. So if you are holed up and you want to reach out, please do. If I am not able to respond, do know that each and every note from the outside world has been very welcome. So thank you for writing, and thank you all for listening. I have a fun episode in the works for you for next time. In the meantime, stay safe and stay sane. Talk to you again.
Radiotopia.